Okay, we're in the middle of Shardai Periket. And the Kabbalah has discussed the centrality of your Shemayim. Without it, Torah is not going to last. But at the same time, he points out that we have two metaphors that Chazal used for the relationship between Torah and Yiras Shamayim. And both of those metaphors, clearly, Yiras Shamayim is there to help hold the Torah, but the Ikar is the Torah, because the Torah is the Tzvua. And therefore, he says in the beginning of Perek Tes, V'chein b'inyin ha-heter l'hafzik b'emtza limud l'sponin od ma'at Yiras Hashem, Shemshilu Chazal, Lios Irev Hakov Komtin Bikor Atvua, Nino Nami, Shekemoshin Irev Bikor Atvua, Yosem Mikav Komtin. If a person would add more shaft that's necessary than to protect the wheat, then what would we say? He's a Ghana. The seller adds more shaft, he's stealing. Asher Yinenu Sarfu Kimash, Vahareu Gezel Bona, Ki Be'inyin Hayira, so Yira is the shaft. Im yarich ba'adam, isman yoser mitem midasa. If a person is going to spend more time than necessary to protect his Torah, hanitzvot atim shimur rov atvua Torah, hareyu gozel also asman odem. He's stealing time from the time he could have spent learning. Now, many would argue today that it's okay to do it because he'd be watching football. If that's true, and certainly to learn Sifrei Yura would be better than watching football. So let's say you look at a yeshiva and you say, wow, they're not spending enough time on Gemara, so it's very, very easy to be done, or Mishnah and Halachos, Merubos and Mikros, and they're spending more time on inspiration, there's a lot of time, to be down the Kav Slus, and say at the end of the day, the guys who are there will probably be doing something worse and not something better. But in the ideal world, the ideal way of making a yeshiva, and that's what Nefesh HaChaim is describing, is that the Yira is there to protect the Torah. Now, Torah Shaitzarach Lomo Bo says, Ki lo hursha v'asok v'sponis v'kniyas ha-yira. He used a very powerful term. Ki lo hursha, it's not permitted to be involved in being koni yira. Ela kefi asher yishko v'sichlo l'fi tavo v'inyano. Only the amount that you need, and the rest of the time, should be involved in mikra and halachos merubos. Shezeh ha-es v'tzarach v'achrachi. Now you need to be involved with this. For what? Because that's the way the Torah is going to last. Ubenemes, ki ha'adam ha'kavua beisek ha'Torah l'shmo k'moshe p'rashnu le'inyin l'shma. Let's remind ourselves. What did he say? Perek Gimel is the definition of Torah l'shma. So what did he say? Torah l'shem Torah. Not Torah l'shem Hashem, because that would have a connotation of dveikus. But rather he says, what is Torah Lishma? Torah L'Shem Torah. Now he hasn't explained yet how Torah L'Shem Torah is the most important variable in a Jew's life. He really hasn't yet explained it. He's just differentiated between Yira and Torah. He's discussed the relationship between Yira and Torah, but he hasn't yet described why Torah, and we're getting there. Another month or so and then we'll be there. So continues Reb Chaim V'Lazhar, and Nenu Sarech L'Rov Amal V'Yegira V'Orech Zman. Zman Esek B'Sifra Yirachi Kavu B'Libo Yirasi Yisbara Ka'osa Adam Asherin Enu Kavu Esek B'Torah. Here he says something fascinating. He says, an individual that is learning Torah will need less time to internalize Yira Shamayim, and I would add Chasidus as well. It's okay, Nefesh HaChaim, because as I mentioned to you in the past, what was the Vilna Gaon's name when he was alive in Vilna? How did people refer to him? They referred to him as Rebbe Elio HaChasid. Term Vilna Gaon was not used at the time. It was referred to as a chassid. So in Yira and Chassidus, Reb Chaim V'Lazhar says that the only way that one can achieve it without Torah is going to take more strenuous work than someone who does have Torah. Ka'osa adam asherinenu kavua bosa katorah. Why? Why is it that when it comes to Yira Shamayim and Chassidus, if one is involved in Mikra, Gemara, and Halachos Merubos, then in such a case you need less time in Yiras Shamayim, and someone who's not will need more time. Ki haTorah Kedoshah Me'atzma Talbishel Yiras Hashem Al Panav. Because the Torah itself, when it's combined with Yiras Shamayim, will give him
the appropriate Yerushalayim as well with less time. B'ma'at zman v'yigim mu'et esalzeh. He kach darka uskulasa shel ha'torah kedoshah. He says, I'm not going to explain entirely rationally. He says it's a skula. It is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. K'mo sh'amar k'lis mishnah in Avos. Kol ha'isek b'tar l'shma u'malboshtoi anova v'yira. That if he does learns Torah l'shem Torah, now it has to be l'shem Torah. It could be if it's l'shem kavod or l'shem something else, then it won't have the same effect. But the individual that learns Torah l'shma, l'shem Torah, and then we need to understand what that means more, then he will reach anova v'yira. This is reminds me of a. This is a parallel to this. It's something I heard from Rav Fader in the name of the Chassam Sofer, and then I looked it up, and sure enough, in the Hakdama, the Chassam Sofer to Yoredeya, Chassam Sofer says something fascinating. Mirtz Hashem, I hope that some of you one day will be zocha to be teachers of Torah. The only way you'll be zocha is if you desire to be teachers of Torah. And the Chassam Sofer writes the following, an amazing fizuk. Chassam Sofer says that the amount of time a person devotes to teaching Torah to others, he will be rewarded reciprocally, he doesn't use that word reciprocally, but he'll be rewarded reciprocally in the sense that the amount of time he will need to understand Torah will be supplemented by the amount of time he devoted to others. In other words, let's say normally this sugya would take you 5 hours to understand, but you gave 4 hours teaching Torah to others, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that you'll understand the sugya in 1 hour. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. That all of the time that you give teaching Torah to others, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you've given away from your own time, gives you kishronos, the same kishronos that you had taken away or added, with supplemented with the time that you had given to others. So it normally takes you 5 hours to understand. If you gave 4 hours to teaching to others, so then you'll understand it in an hour, says the Chassam Sofer. So that's what the Nefesh HaChayim is saying, the same thing in terms of Yerushalayim and Torah. You need to spend time learning Yerushalayim. If you don't spend time doing it, then you're not going to get it. But if you're also involved in Torah, Torah combined with Yerushalayim has a cumulative effect. And someone who's not sitting in Torah, so then that individual, it will take him longer to get to that same place. He doesn't say he won't get that same place. He might get that same place in Yerushalayim and Chassidus, but it'll take a shorter period of time. And what will happen is that individual won't have the Tfuah, he'll only have the Yerushalayim, which is not an only, but it still is. There's something that's very much lacking. Yes,
From these words, would you say that Rav Chaim would say that learning Chassidus is depending on the person? I mean, some person needs an hour a day, some people need 15 minutes a day, some people need 3 hours a day. Could that be?
I think so. I'll bring you two rights. Number one is the fundamental idea that he said over here, that someone who learns Torah will need to spend less time being involved in Yira Chassidus to achieve it, because Malboshtoi Anova V'Yira, the Torah gives him both humility and Yerushalayim. But he also said it earlier. He said, let's go back. He said in the first paragraph, Ela kefi asher yishkol b'sichlo lefi tivo v'inyano. Each person needs to weigh in his intellect, based on his nature and his personality, how much Yira and Chassidus he needs to work on. So different people will need different things. So that means every single one of us needs to make a chesed exactly what is the right balance for us. And of course, often we don't know, and we have to ask advice from our rabbein. Yeah.
Just want to clarify, but he doesn't. He still would say that everyone needs some aspect of both. Let's just
say Osek Patora. Correct. Absolutely. Because that was what he said. That if you don't have any Yerushalayim, then it's like the tefuah that's
meaning,
not protected by the Shem.
Even if he says that Yerushalayim and the Chassidus aspect comes from being Osek in Torah, he still says you need a separate Yerushalayim that comes from like Musar.
I didn't follow what the Sefer. Again, say it again.
I mean, is it like the whole issue is that you need Yerushalayim is the basis to hold all of the Torah that we learn.
Right.
But he's saying like from this mission that being Osek by Torah like gives you your shemaim.
Right, you're making a good point. From the Mishnah, now he's probably saying, the Mishnah in Avos doesn't mention Yerushamayim. And he's saying it must include Yerushamayim, but a small amount of Yerushamayim, where the Torah is going to supplement, the Yerushamayim is going to be supplemented by the Torah. But you're right, this Mishnah doesn't say anything about Yerushamayim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner is assuming that the Mishnah is also talking about an individual who's spending a little time thinking about Yerushamayim as well. That's a good point. It's a hand?
Oh, yeah.
Not sure. Friday morning, a stretch or a hand is
hard to... Stretch of the hand, they're kind of... Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I guess it's adding on to what he asked, but...
He?
Yitzi. Yitzi
the Rebbe.
The Rebbe, there seems to be one. Okay.
That's what I was stopping for a few moments ago, right? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I think there's a part of this question that I guess still is left unanswered that I'm having trouble with, which is when I'm looking at what was said here is that it basically discussed that if you are involved in the Iker learning of Torah, you're learning Gemara, you're learning Mishnah, all that, those areas, that will help you achieve Yiras Hashem. The problem is, though, if you're doing that all day, that won't automatically bring the Yiras Hashem. You need to have it as something.
That's what Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, right?
But he said that if the more time you spend in Torah, then you're going to need less of that. So right. If you're going to need less of that, if you spend all your time in Torah, it makes it seem like you wouldn't need any of that.
But he didn't say that. He did not say, thing of drawing it out. Mm-hmm. He didn't say that because what he said was as follows. He said that you won't need as much Yerushamayim. But he said that if you have Torah without Yerushamayim, without working on Yerushamayim, then that's like wheat that doesn't have any sham. So you're right, there's a balance over here. On the one hand, that's why I want to draw out, there is a reciprocal relationship that when you have more Torah, then you could shrink a little bit the Yerushamayim. But you can't shrink it entirely to the point that it doesn't exist at all. That's in your life. That's what you're doing. Good. Okay. Ube Mishlei Rabasi. The Mishlei quotes on the Pasuk, Chachma u'musar evilin bazu. That Chacham and Musar are rejected by fools. In Musar lama Chachma, v'im Chachma lama Musar. So the Medrash says, if I have Chachma, why do I need Musar? And if I have Musar, why do I need Chacham? Ela, in lama ad adam tor v'yoshev v'sasek b'kadei tzarcho, hare v'yado Chachma and Musar. That if a person involves himself with Chachma, then the Musar is going to come along. Made in Yavin, this medrash you could have understood that you don't need Musar at all, as was raised, but Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, no, we're talking about that there's a little bit of Musar, and once there's a little bit of Musar, then the Chachma is going to be Mushlam al Yidei HaMusar. B'tana Devei Eliyov, V'al HaNachal Yaleh Al Sfaso, Mizeh U'Mizeh, Kol Ma Eitz Machal. The Pasuk describes a vision of Yecheskel, and he envisions a fruit tree. Umao eitz asher yalav v'nachal zeh, but it's a tree that's on the side of a brook. Eilu talmidei chachamim. This refers, the Medrash says, to talmidei chachamim. Talmidei Eliyahu says, sheyesh ben teira mikro mishna lachos v'agados umaisim tovim v'shimush talmidei chachamim. By the way, notice that in this list, there's also shimush talmidei chachamim. And that is, you can learn, but at the end of the day, if one wants to be complete, one needs to be mishamish Talmidei Chacham. Shimush Talmidei Chacham doesn't only mean, which is beautiful, to bring the Rav Nefesh HaChaim, thank you very much, but it also means, Shimush Talmidei Chachamim also means to be involved with the Talmud Chacham and see him in action, how he paskins a shayla, how he teaches, how he interacts with others, and so on. It doesn't only mean bringing them coffee. It also means being involved with their lives and seeing how they apply Torah. Mashal, ma davar dome. Kach talmidei chacham ba'olam hazeh v'divrei Torah. Kiman shekaru es hamikro v'shanu, v'divrei Torah masuk aleihem. The Medrash continues that talmidei chachamim, Torah is sweet to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachem aleihem. When Torah is sweet to a talmid chacham, then v'nosim b'em chachma bina v'das v'haskel, Lasos ma'isim tovim v'talmud Torah v'akol mesukun l'fneihem. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them siyata d'shmaya in everything they do. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner is alluding to the fact that they will have Yerushamayim also for the siyata d'shmaya for yirah shamayim. They will have siyata d'shmaya for yirah shamayim. So we see that you don't have to be involved with as much mussar as someone who isn't learning Torah if you spend a significant amount of time being devoted to learning Torah. Perikyu. Therefore, what does it mean, halacha l'maisa? A morning starts. Reb Chaim Volozhiner had told us that it's extremely important beforehand to spend time thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making a cheshbon ha-nefesh, even doing tshuva, Reb Chaim Volozhiner said. And then morning seder begins. U'b'shasa esik v'im b'torah, v'adai she'ein tzarech azlein v'ekus klal. But now morning seder begins, and then there is no reason to think about dveikus at all. So we again go back to the story of the ger that went the first described the first time he went into a real base medrash, and he sat down next to somebody and asked him what he was learning, and he said he was learning about an ox in a pit, and he sits down next to somebody else and he says he's learning about a woman's divorce. He sits down next to somebody else and he says he's learning about the sacrifices in the temple. He sits down next to somebody else, he says I'm learning about a woman's menstrual period. And he said they were talking about everything in the world except for God. Why? It's really strange. That's how we start off this man. But we're beginning to understand it slowly. The Chaim Volozhiner says that's right. That's what the yeshiva is supposed to look like during morning seder. Not during davening, not during musar seder. That's what it's supposed to look like during morning seder. Again, his words. U'b'shas ha'esek v'im v'torah v'adai. There isn't a need to be thinking about the vagus. You're supposed to be understanding what Chazal said about a shor and a bar. Now, it could be a good idea to make a cheshbon. You're learning Baba Kama. What would the halacha be in regards to a car that damages? This car is kemamam. This car adam. This car shor. In other words, it doesn't mean that the Gemara is supposed to stay arcane. The Gemara is very, very deep. But the Gemara is talking about Metzius that's 2,500 years old. There is also room to say, wait a second, Lasuke Shmaitzen, we're supposed to. Lasuke Shmaitzen, leave the Hilchasa. By the way, it doesn't take that much time, Lasuke Shmaitzen, leave the Hilchasa. You look up the Rush. In other words, listen to your Rebbe's Lomda Shashir that has nothing to do with Halacha Maisa. And then, at night, when you're doing Chazara, look up the Rush and open up the Shulchan Aruch and see how we paskin. And then ask your Rebbe for a couple of minutes sparring that show how those cases in the Gemara become halacha l'maisa. That's lasuke shmaitza aliba de hilchasa. Unfortunately, people paint the world that there's two worlds. There's a world of lamdas, and then there's a world of halacha. It's sheker v'chazov. I know I'm normally not that sharp, but it's mamish sheker. The two worlds are directly connected. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, and there are good reasons, and then there are bad reasons, of why people don't perceive it and it's not presented that way. But absolutely, if you're learning the halachos of Shor, you should spend a little bit of time. You go through the whole year in Bava Kama, spend a little bit of time and say, what is Asuke Shmaitza Aliba de Hilchasa? Now, Asuke Shmaitza Aliba de Hilchasa also means that, my favorite is when I was in Yeshiva and we were learning Bava Kama, and a guy is sitting and learning the halachos of Bor, and his knapsack is sitting right in the middle of the aisle. He's being mefalpel by Machlokes Rashi and Tosis, and he just put a bar right in front of everybody else. Sometimes you don't notice. I also don't notice sometimes. We all make mistakes. But that's another example, Lasuke Shmaitza Aliba de Hilchasa. And that is to make the sensitivity of those halachos yours, to own up yourself to those halachos. Again, Perek Yud. U'b'shas ha'esek v'yim v'torah v'adai she'ein tzarech ozlein v'ekos klav. Now is not the time. In the base medrash, we talk about everything, like this ger said. He heard everything except for God. By the way, he was very inspired. Because you know what that says? That says that we believe that God is in everything. And it's in all parts of our lives. So that in itself is a chedek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's not like Lahavdil, other religions, where you have a holy clergy that's parush, and then there's the Hamon Am that just follows his things and then goes in on Sunday and says, I'm sorry, and then goes out. No, we believe that every single part, every encounter, every moment in our lives is an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Ger found very, very inspiring. Oh, now Rabosai, we begin to get into the thesis. Here we go. Let's read this sentence really, really carefully. By the way, just a clue in how to read Nefesh HaChaim, not all Sfarim are like this. Nefesh HaChaim, each perek has the basic yisod, where you have to read it very, very carefully, and then he'll bring a half a dozen rayos to that yisod, starting from Gemara to Medrash and to Zohar. That's how he'll do it. So if you want to have the sense of what's going on, Nefesh HaChaim, all you got to do is read the first couple of paragraphs. That's when he talks. He gives you his yisod, and then he says, basically, you don't agree with me? Then I'm going to bring you a bunch of rayos and Gemara, Medrash and Zohar. Okay. So here's, this is usually the opening lines, right, the way Lahavdil dissertation would be written. You have, in the abstract, you have the basic thesis, and then you'll have the details that come afterwards. Yes?
Just a question on the last thing. Could it not be that when people are learning and you don't hear any mention of Hashem, that it's not that it's because they believe that Hashem's in everything, but because they really don't connect?
Absolutely. That's why Reb Chaim Volozhiner said previously that those who think that Torah alone is going to do it is like putting wheat into a box without any protection, and then the Torah will be mekulka. Correct. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner is introducing, as we've been discussing, is that there is this beautiful balance between working on Yerushalayim Shemayim and Chassidus and Talmud Torah, and the right balance, people have a hard time finding what the right balance is. But what he said, what he's saying now, is there was a response. He's responding to those who say they're learning about halacha, but there's no place of God in their lives. And his response is 100%. If those people don't work on the Yerushalayim, then they don't have God in their lives. On the other hand, Talmud Torah, even though it doesn't focus on an emotional connection to God, and it's an intellectual pursuit of understanding Chazal in all parts of the human existence, that pursuit is going to be absolutely critical to being the most spiritual person a person can become. Even though there's no mention of God in Morning Seder. And he's going to begin to explain why. So that's been the last 9 prakim, showing that balance in Shar Dal Prakim Aleph Tes. But let's be Medayik, Rebbe, so let's go. What time is it? I don't have my watch.
9:40.
Okay.
You're ready.
So let's be Medayik. It's fine. I want to make sure I don't go past that. Teasing.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was a joke. Shebe'esik ve'iyun levad, that is one's involvement of iyun alone, who davuk biritzono v'diburo yisparach. When a person is involved in iyun haTorah, he's attached to the ratzon and the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This line is extremely, extremely important. We've touched on this before, and the next 2 minutes we're going to start developing it. And please remind me next Friday. We're learning together. Mitzvah next Friday. Please remind me where we're up to over here, because this point is very, very profound. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner that Iyun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah makes us dovek. Now notice the word dovek. Reb Chaim Volozhiner said Torah doesn't create dovekus. He was talking about emotional attachment to God. Yirah Shemayim and Chassidus is going to create that emotional attachment. But the intellectual involvement of Talmud Torah, he becomes dovek to the will of God and His Word. In other words, one of the most critical part of man's existence, and this comes back to your question, one of the most critical part of man's existence is to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. That's an intellectual experience, not an emotional experience. In other words, we need to understand what is the Ratzon Hashem. Just like Lahavdil, a scientist, needs to understand the world, the rules of science to understand how a tree turns green. Again, look outside and look at the beautiful colors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, the different shades of green. So too, in order to understand the moral values of God, the moral system of God, a person has to plummet those depths in order to know what is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is a manifestation of God's Ratzon. And here, Reb Chaim Volozhiner concludes, V'hu yisparach v'ritzaynai V'hu yisparach v'ritzaynai v'diburo chad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire and his word are the same thing. In other words, the only way we know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is, it's through Torah. That's the only way we know it. Science is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Science is the material existence to support that creates a world where what fits inside of that world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. But science itself is just going to be about understanding how the world works. But that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moral ratzon. You don't see anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moral will in science per se. We could learn from it. We could say it's a mashal for something. But at the end of the day, God's moral will only comes from his ratzon. Now, one more step. We've mentioned in the past that God is infinite and we're finite. If God is infinite and we're finite, there's no way for us to be able to fathom what God is. So how do we fathom what God is? There's only one way, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner. That's for us to attach ourselves to his Ratzon. If we don't attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, then there's no way that we could attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here's the amazing paradox. The most amazing paradox is that on the one hand, Torah is not about a feeling of dveikus, the emotional feeling of attachment to something loftier and above. It's an intellectual experience that has rules and has a system that's based on a text, which is based on textual learning, and which is based on oral learning from one Rebbe to the next, to the next, to the next. But paradoxically, the only way to attach oneself to God, because God is infinite, is through understanding his Ratzon. So the only way a person will truly be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the intellectual experience of understanding what his Ratzon is. But that's not the only thing. You need Yirat Shamayim, you need Chasidus for the other part, for the emotional part. So to oversimplify, one would correspond to the Moach, and the other would correspond to the Lev. And that, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, is the mistake that the person, that the Chassid that he describes from 300 years ago, walks into the Beis Medrash and he says, but wait a second, they're not talking about God. But they are talking about God. That's the real understanding, the intellectual understanding of God. But Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, if that's all you have, and you don't have that emotional understanding through Yira and Chassidus, then they're also, then ultimately the Torah will become the Kulka. Because there needs to be, because we are flesh and blood, because we are not perfect, we're not logical machines that could logically simply infer God's Ratzon in a pure, cold way without involving our own passions and our own ego and so on and so forth. And without Yirat Shamayim and Chassidus, we're going to be lost. One of the most coherent theories in the history of mankind for what the system of Talmud Torah and Yirat Shamayim and Chassidus is all about. Ashreinu Matov Kalkin, wasn't that amazing? Okay, thank you for bringing me the phone because I got really excited about Nefesh HaChaim over here, so I'm a little late. So let's see if we could get in 15 minutes a Geshmaki Yisod. Okay. I want to start off with a question that I like to ask often. I don't think I've asked it this year, but I discuss almost every year, but then go on to this week's Parsha. We said this morning, we shouldn't stray after our hearts and our eyes. Of course, any growing young man struggles with looking at things that are appropriate. And as we begin to grow and realize who we want to be, our system, our value system has probably adjusted in that regard. But I want to understand that pasuk. Rashi says on that pasuk, Ha'ayin roa, the hearts, the eye sees, Halev chomed v'agufo se'averos. But wait a second. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "V'lo sasuru achrei levavchem, v'achrei einechem." The pasuk puts in the other order. Rashi said the eye sees and the heart desires, but the pasuk says, "V'lo sasuru achrei levavchem, v'achrei einechem." So which one is it? And on the spot, Rashi describes the order in inverse of how the Torah describes it. So we'll get back. With the after the Shema, we'll get back to that question at the end. This week's parasha, in the beginning, may be very different than the end. Moshe Rabbeinu was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Klal Yisrael that he's going to take them out. And what does the pasuk say? They were ktsar ruach. They were short in ruach. If you take a look at Parshas Chukas, the word Vatiksar Nafsho Baderech appears, Parshas Chukas, Perichafal Pasuk Dalet, and there, Kotzer Nefesh means a lack of Harchovas Halev. In other words, when a person's so focused on their tsar and their struggles, then their heart isn't open to accept positive energy. Positive energy is absolutely critical for a person to be able to grow. And Rashi says, Eimokom belibam. Rashi and Chukas says, there wasn't space in their heart. There was no positive energy at this stage of Mitzrayim. The only thing positive was HIV. Mitzrayim was full of zanos. But more than that, it's not only Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not only Klal Yisrael. Even Moshe Rabbeinu himself. If you take a look at Parsha Shmos, after Moshe Rabbeinu hits the Mitzri, and then he sees two Jews fighting with each other, and they say, are you going to kill us like you killed the Mitzri? The pasuk says, Vayira Moshe Vayoymar Ocheino Da Hadavar Vayishma Paro Es Hadavar. Lubavitcher Rebbe says, Zatzal, emphasis on Zatzal, sends a tremendous chidush. Lubavitcher Rebbe said that the pasuk says Vayishma Paro Es Hadavar only after Vayira Moshe Vayomar. If Moshe hadn't become negative and fearful, then what would have happened would have been the matter would have died entirely. Says Lubavitcher Rebbe, even Moshe Rabbeinu at this stage was guilty that when we create a negative energy, we create negativity around us to the point that defines our reality. Positive energy creates reality, and negative energy becomes a reality. And it's been studied and borne out by science. There was a study in Johns Hopkins University that showed that people who have heart disease, the ones who have positive energy, are positive about life, are less likely to have heart attacks than people who have negative energy. And that's true in the physical world, and it's true in the spiritual world as well. Says the Sefer Chamra Tova. The pasuk says at the end of the parsha, V'samti fedus bein ami v'ayim bein amecha. Mitzrayim was full of negative energy. There's going to be a difference between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Machar yeh osazeh. Mordechai Shapiro has a great song, Machar. Most of you know it. By the way, I saw Morty Shapiro. He had learned in Nativ. He actually didn't come Shana Bet to Nativ. He went somewhere else. So I wasn't zochet to have him. I was zochet to have his brother Dovi, though. So you go back to those words, Machar. I told Morty that there's beautiful, beautiful words. And now I saw a sefer that alludes to the words that he said. V'samti, that he's saying, V'samti fedus bein ami u'bein amecha. The difference between Klal Yisrael and others is Machar. That what? That Klal Yisrael says that no matter what is going on, whatever is negative, I realize that Machar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show me and going to bring me an understanding that I didn't have before, and therefore I'm not going to walk around with negative energy. A person's going to be b'shalva. So just like we've discussed in the past, that bitachon is a metzius. We mentioned from Reb Levi Yitzchak of Bardichev that bitachon and emuna creates a different metzius of life. When a person goes with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what, their metzius is changed. So too, the way in which we carry ourselves between others also creates a different environment. If we're negative to others, it's going to create a negative reality. Even if we're thinking negative, it's going to create a negative reality. And if we think positive, it's going to change things that are around us. I saw my great Rebbe, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, there were times that he was discussing very heavy things, and it was serious. And anybody who knows Rav Nevin Sal could be B'Kovid Rosh. He's I shudder when I'm next to him. There's a real, real COVID Rosh. But then he would turn around to be Mekabel a bunch of Jews, to say Shalom Aleichem, and a beautiful smile on his face. You know where that comes from? It comes from his Rebbe. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said that a person has a chiyuv not to walk around with a sour face. Why? Because our face is a Rishus HaRabim, Rav Shlomo Zalman said. And V'haftal Recha Kamocha means that we have a responsibility to create positive energy for people around us. You know, there's a very famous, beautiful term in America of turning lemons into lemonade. When God gives you lemons, turn into lemonade. God gave you lemons in order to turn it into lemonade. And when a person realizes, when he gets the lemons, he realizes that there's potential here that's not lemons, but crisis is opportunity, then the energy that he could create out of what seems to be a negative situation, it's amazing how far it's going to go. That's the power of machar. That's the power to say, no, tomorrow I'm going to turn it into positive energy. I'm going to turn it into something positive. Do you know that, wow, it's a great pun, positive energy. Thomas Edison had 1,000 inventions that failed. Because the next day he said, I'm going to take that failure and I'm going to learn from it. There's a fellow, Tom Watson, who is the CEO of IBM, that had a senior vice president that convinced him to do a project that he was convinced was going to make a lot of money and lost $10 million. And Watson called him to his office and the guy prepared his resignation letter. He deserved to be fired. And they said, I'm not firing you. He said, I just paid $10 million for your education. A great CEO looks at $10 million that he loses as an education for something more, was an investment for something more. And sure enough, that senior vice president became a fantastic part of the company as well. You know, they say in English, two negatives can't become a positive. Become a positive, right? Two negatives are a positive. If you say, I'm not going to go to school, not tomorrow, that means I'm going to go to school tomorrow. But two positives can never turn into a negative. If a person projects two positives, it'll never be a negative, which reminds me about the most lumdish joke that I've ever heard. That is that there was a teacher that was teaching that two positives are negative in English, but two positives will not become a negative. And the kid screamed out from the back and he said, yeah, right. Think about it. That's a real lumdish joke. Now let's go back to the kasha. The kasha was the Chazal say ha'ayin roa ha'leiv chomed v'agufo se'aveiros ha'ayin roa v'aleiv chomed v'agufo se'aveiros. Yet the pasuk says lo sasuru achre levavchem ve'achre einechem. Why that order? So the answer is you could have two people. One of them is struggling. And he wants to do the right thing. He doesn't know how to do the wrong thing. And he struggles with his Yetzer Hara. I want to do the right thing as opposed to the wrong thing. And then you have somebody else. He doesn't just struggle with his eyes. He doesn't struggle with what he's going to see. But he decides that he wants to be a holier person. The energy that he creates around him is one in which is shoeh for Kedusha. It's not just simply focusing on the actions. It's about the essence of what we want our energy to be. Who we want to be at our core. And it's a lot easier to change meisim, but it's a lot harder to change our core. Zok de heilige pasuk, v'loy sasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. The battle doesn't start with the einayim. Rashi is describing the pa'ula. The pasuk is describing the neshama of the avodas Hashem. Of the mitzvah, the neshama of the mitzvah. The neshama of the mitzvah starts with what your heart really wants. So bringing a tremendous gemara on the bus so you're not going to look, that's not what's going to do. It's going to start way before you go on the bus. It starts on what do I really want? What's really important to me? And that's an avoda. The avoda of creating positive energy. The avoda of creating a positive shi'ifa for Hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a study in Harvard where there were students that were surveyed. And students were asked, do you have plans of what to do, what you're doing after college? Some students asked yes, and some students answered no. The follow-up question was, if you have plans after college, did you write down what your plans are? And they studied these three groups of students 20 years later. The ones who had plans were twice as successful as the one who didn't have plans. And of course, how do you measure success in America? Unfortunately, it's through money. They were twice as successful. The ones who had simply taken a pen and paper and had written down what their plans are were more than 19 times more successful than everybody else. What's the yesod of that Harvard study? The yesod of the Harvard study is that it's not enough for a person to say, I want to be good. I want my actions to be good. I'm going to college. I want to be successful in life. No, no, it's not enough. A person has to have a game plan. And that game plan is no longer about their mice, and the game plan becomes part of who they are. And when they write it down, then that positive energy of writing it down, the simple phenomenon of writing it down, creates a mitzius. That's what I'm trying to argue. Bitachon creates a different mitzius around you. It becomes that at the end of the day, you live in a different place. And that's what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards those who have bitachon. And so too, when it comes to Bein Adam L'Chaveron, Bein Adam L'Bein Atzmo, at the end of the day, we create the realities that are around us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya to reach Madregos of Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to create Shalom V'Achlud between us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to project all of these beautiful things to call you so.
Thank you.
Shekoyach, a good Shabbos. Shekoyach, thank you very, very much. Without it, I would have gotten stuck. Regards home. By the way, Chevra, if there's anybody that